Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so very much for joining us live worldwide on CUTV News Radio, a service of the award-winning CUTV News. Good to have you with us. Today is 3 p.m. Eastern right now, and it is terrific to have you here. It is also noon Pacific for our West Coast audience. We do broadcast, actually, globally on CUTV News Radio. And right now, it is December 15th, 2017. It is Friday. Hope you're having a great week, and we wish you the best of the holiday season. Our very special guest today joining us for part one of a two-part series is Stacy Padula. Now, my co-host Doug Llewellyn will be on with Stacy on the next episode, and he's on assignment right now, and I'm covering the show. We both host these shows on CUTV News Radio, and we have for many, many years together as co-hosts, and we love doing it, and we love interviewing and learning from our guests and sharing the stories with our faithful listeners from around the world. Stacy Padula is the owner and founder of South Shore College Consulting and Tutoring, where she works with junior and seniors in high school. That's right. She is also the accomplished author of young adult fiction novels, and that includes five books in a series entitled The Right Person, When Darkness Tries to Hide, The Aftermath, The Battle for Innocence, and The Forces Within. You know, there are millions of teachers all over the world that have a positive effect on children's lives. What if you also have the advantage of being a gifted author whose books actually help children combat the harmful effects of social issues, things you're hearing about all the time, like bullying and drugs and peer pressure, all of which seem to be more prominent, prevalent, and problemsome these days. They're real problematic these days. Well, Stacy's books focus on young people and the realistic pressures they face in the perplexing high school years. With the overwhelming prescription drug problem in our society being so prevalent, high school students really should be prepared to withstand and defy these challenges, according to Stacy. Her penchant for writing was so deeply ingrained within her. She says she wrote her first book when she was only 6 years old. That's right. Eventually, she started her own tutoring company, all the while working diligently on her writing. Her first book was published back in 2010. Stacy works with junior and senior high school students, assisting them with college selection, applications, and admissions essays. This affords her the opportunity to work with young people, as well as the opportunity to write her books. It was a dream come true for Stacy when she actually saw her books selling Barnes & Noble. That's right. They are available, Barnes & Noble, as well as Amazon, Walmart, and other locations. What she hopes is that her students will someday find joy in their future achievements and endeavors, because she believes everyone is born with their own unique gifts and talents. When you ultimately discover your special calling and destiny, you will find your utmost joy. Everyone possesses a unique destiny to tap into, and hopefully the impact will be made and the inspiration will happen for many, many people along their life's journey. That's what she really hopes out of all this beautiful work that she does. We're going to talk about it. Again, this is part one with me, Jim Masters, of a two-part series here on CUTV News Radio. My colleague Doug Llewellyn will be with Stacy on our next episode as well. We thoroughly and wholeheartedly enjoy doing this, and we welcome Stacy to CUTV News Radio for part one of our series. Stacy, thank you so very much for joining us here on the show. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about what inspired you to do the kind of work that you do. When you think about it, when you look back at your life's journey, you've always wanted to help people and inspire. And obviously, you wrote your first book when you were 6 years old. That is very, very cool. That's terrific. So you've always wanted to connect with people and empower them and help them and teach them, right?
Yes, actually. For whatever reason, ever since I was young, I always would look out for my younger cousins, or when I was in high school, reaching out to the younger girls. I've just always had a heart to try to help people and encourage them along their journey in different ways.
So let's talk about the college consulting and tutoring that you do, South Shore College Consulting and Tutoring. How is that formulated and created?
Well, it's really interesting. So I went to college for architecture and interior design because I loved creating things. And after a couple of years in the industry, I wasn't feeling fulfilled. I wanted to be doing something that would have lasting value. I wanted to sew into other people's lives. But I was kind of at a loss. I didn't know really where to go. So I prayed, and I figured God knows me better than I know myself, and I asked him to show me what my calling is, show me how I can use my own gifts and talents to really help this world in some way. So at the time, my stepdad was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Our family was going through a lot, so I ended up taking a medical leave of absence from the architect firm I was working at, and really spending that time just seeking out whatever it was that I was meant to do. And as an answer to prayer, one day somebody just mentioned tutoring to me, like on a whim, not even for me to do it, just in conversation. And the word stood out to me so much because I love one-on-one conversation. I love math. I love English. I was like, oh my gosh, being a tutor would be such a fulfilling job. How in the world do I become a tutor? So I looked into it, but I wasn't quite sure what tutoring company would hire me, having, you know, a background in A&D and not education. And lo and behold, I totally believe God crosses your path with the right people. One day, a colleague from my architect firm mentioned their friend to me who runs a tutoring business, and she's like, I'll put you in touch with her. And from there, they decided to give me a chance, and within 6 months, the owner called me and said, I love the way you tutor the SAT. Can you please, like, write a whole manual on this? I want every tutor to do it your way. She's like, I have all these licensed educators on staff, but you just have a way with this. And I was so honored because I had felt so sort of underqualified for the job. And then about a year later, I was promoted to director of the company, and I served as their director for like 7 or 8 years. And then in 2016, I decided to venture out on my own. I founded the company on the South Shore, where I'm from, instead of commuting every day to the Metro West of Boston. And that is how South Shore College Consulting and Tutoring came about.
That is fantastic. Now, you also studied architecture and interior design, which I did as well, so we're kindred spirits in that area. And how did you, if you studied that, I'm interested in the progression to end up with a profession in education and literature.
I know, it is kind of odd, isn't it? So, you know, I loved design. I found it fun and creative, and it was fulfilling in that sense, I guess, maybe on a selfish level, but I ultimately felt like something was missing, because even though I was really enjoying it, I felt like what I did could just someday burn, and there wouldn't be any, like, eternal value in it. And I know that might sound a little dramatic, but, like, those were the thoughts going through my head. I didn't want 40 hours a week of my life to, you know, just be devoted to these structures. I wanted it to be devoted to people. So that's really what, you know, stirred me to sort of tap into, like, my inner self and really do some soul searching and figure out what I wanted to do. And writing is something I have always just enjoyed more than anything, like just the idea of creating a world and sharing different messages of importance through your characters. Like, that has been so ingrained in me since I was little that it was literally a dream come true if I could do that, you know, for a living. And ultimately, once I switched into education, I had a more flexible schedule, which allowed me more time to work on my books. And that was really amazing to look back at some of the things I had written, even in high school. And actually, the first draft of The Right Person, When Darkness Tries to Hide, and The Forces Within, I wrote the first drafts of those books when I was in high school. So after college, I found them, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is written by somebody who was, like, right in the heat of the battle at the time. And so I ultimately decided to spend some time editing these books, adding in more life lessons, and then writing additional books to connect the stories together. And that's really how the Montgomery Lake High book series came about.
So let's talk about the books. We're talking about the series of books, as you are an accomplished author of young adult fiction novels. Five books in this series: The Right Person, When Darkness Tries to Hide, The Aftermath, The Battle for Innocence, and The Forces Within. Obviously, you wanted to help people deal with social issues. Let's talk about the books, maybe starting with the first book, The Right Person, When Darkness Tries to Hide.
Yeah, so the first book, which came out in 2010, really focuses on two characters. One is a boy named Chris, who's a freshman, and the other is a girl named Courtney, who's also a freshman. Now, Chris's life, his background with his family is a little peculiar. His parents travel a lot for work, and he's been left in the care of his older cousins for quite some time on and off. And there's a lot of, like, older kid influences in his life, so he was exposed at a very young age to teenage partying, which has sort of warped his perspective on how he should behave socially, and he's kind of like the life of the party with his friends. But deep down inside, he feels empty. He wants more than that. It's affecting his life. He doesn't want to be, you know, into drugs and alcohol anymore, but he's already addicted to things. He's already caught up in it because it seems so normal to him, but there's something missing in his life, and he knows it. And then enters Courtney, who comes from a Christian background, and she's the mayor's daughter, and she's very well respected, and she, for whatever reason, is drawn to Chris. And it's through her that he starts to see that there is a better way of life. And the story unfolds in how they kind of show each other different things about life, and it really ends up leading to Chris finding the freedom that he so desperately needs, but in, like, a very realistic and practical way of, like, how somebody could really turn their life around after, you know, their past has been so deeply entrenched into these temptations and destructive habits. So The Right Person really follows their journey, and then When Darkness Tries to Hide picks up a month or so later, and it's a lot about Chris's best friend, Jason, who, after Chris kind of turns his life around, Jason sort of left, and he feels kind of abandoned, and it follows his issues and a couple other social issues that more of the characters are facing. And all the books follow the same characters. They just highlight different people along the way so that readers can find themselves in each of the stories. The characters in general range from, you know, athletes to partiers to, you know, really preppy kids that are very into academics to those who sing in their church choir. I mean, there's pretty much every personality represented here, and it's always my hope that the readers will connect with the characters and really glean something from their lives.
And then you have The Aftermath. Tell us about that one.
The Aftermath is also about my character, Jason Davids. Now, that is my personal favorite. I, for whatever reason, just more of my heart went into that book than any other. It focuses on his journey of, like, self-discovery, with him really trying to break from some addictions and overcome his dark past. Jason's brilliant. He is so gifted in so many ways, but so bored so easily as a result of that. So he would try to sort of numb the lack of fulfillment he was feeling. He would try to numb that with substances, but they were causing problems in his life. And he quickly realized that even using those, it wasn't fulfilling. And something happens in one of the other books, which Jason feels responsible for, and he feels that if he had been sober, it wouldn't have happened. So the guilt really starts weighing on him, and it causes him to introspect and really try to find a better way to spend his time. And he starts being drawn to this other person who he just sees like such a lightness about her, and he sees a strength in her that he is mystified by. And the relationship that forms between the two of them is really at the heart of this story. And it's very different from Chris and Courtney's story, but still all about how people can encourage one another. People should give each other another chance. It's about forgiveness. It's about grace. It's about finding your purpose. And I think that's why I love this book so much, because it just shows that we have that potential in us, even if we've made some mistakes in the past, that good can come from it. And it shares the importance of turning to God for fulfillment and not drugs or alcohol, praying, trying to find yourself. There's definitely a Christian message within my books, but it's very much a realistic one, and the fact of how to practically utilize your faith in your life to find true fulfillment.
And then you move on to The Battle for Innocence. Let's talk about that one.
So that book actually flashes back 2 years prior to The Right Person, and it shows how these kids got introduced to stuff in the first place, because they're only in seventh grade in that book, and it's really alarming to realize that even in middle school, like, kids are being exposed to things like this. So that book shows how innocent they were and how they slowly got introduced to these temptations and these things that very slowly started to pull them away from a righteous path. So I thought it was an important book to write, because I think it shows parents and kids just how easily that can happen and how slippery the slope can be. And even when people start out with good intentions, it's really important to be educated about this stuff ahead of time so they can make informed decisions.
Okay, so then you continued. I mean, you really, I think it's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think just this whole series and the way one flows beautifully to the next. Then you have The Forces Within. How did you come up with that title? What does it mean? And then tell us more about that book.
So coming up with the title for that book was probably the hardest part of writing that book. It is easy for me to write like a 50,000 word book, but so hard to come up with a title. Honestly, I sat with my editor and one of my students, and, you know, they had obviously both read the book, and we just sat there in a brainstorming session, and we're like, what should we call this? And we came up with The Forces Within, because the book is very much about the forces within ourselves and the forces within our lives and the forces within this house that is the setting for most of this book. The book is a thriller. It's a little bit of a paranormal thriller. It deals with the spiritual realm, but in a metaphorical way. So it's my first mystery, but it's actually, lately it's been my bestseller of all, which is interesting because I don't know how people can just jump into the fifth book and understand everything, but they seem to do that. So it's really about these kids that go away on this vacation and they have to take refuge in a house, but then strange things start to happen. And it becomes, after a little while, known to some of the characters that there's something supernatural going on. But they have to work their way to get out of the house. People go missing. It's a whole mystery. I don't want to give away this story, but it all relates to what's actually going on in their lives back home in Montgomery. So there's a big connection between those two worlds, per se, and it's all dealing with that, those spiritual forces.
So again, all these books are beautifully threaded together, because you have these main messages that you're trying to convey in your novels, right, Stacey?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think the biggest messages for me, I always try to convey that people, that they, instead of trying to fit in with their peers, that they just spend the time getting to know themselves, and that they find their passion, and that they just be authentic, because we're given one life, and if we're not ourselves, no one else is going to be. So I figure if I can encourage kids to not feel like they need to be, you know, who everybody else is, and instead tap into who they are, they're going to find success earlier in life. They're going to get on their path, and that's what I hope for everyone. And then another big message is to turn to God for fulfillment and not drugs. Drugs are such a prevalent issue right now. It breaks my heart. I know so many people personally who have succumbed to the opioid crisis, and I've just seen life's damage and ruin in it. It just breaks my heart. And I want to warn as many people about this as possible, because it's sometimes it can start with just someone taking a pill and being like, oh, it's a prescription, you know, it's completely innocent and it's fine. And then it can so easily turn into, you know, a life-threatening illness that not only causes harm to the person but to their loved ones, and it can be so destructive. And the amount of lives that I have seen ruined by this, it motivates me every day to keep writing these books and just hoping that these kids can get educated about it before they encounter it so they can make wise decisions.
Now, are you continuing to write? Are you working on another book?
I am, yes. So I am about 30,000 words into the sixth book. Now, this one focuses very heavily on opiate addiction, because I personally think that's probably the biggest drug problem we're facing now, at least definitely in like the Massachusetts area and probably throughout the country. The book really relates a lot of things that were briefly mentioned in the other books, but it sheds light on, like, it basically goes in depth into these things. So it would be beneficial for people to read the other books, but I'm also writing it in a way that someone could just jump into this book and understand it without having full knowledge of the other five books. It focuses mostly on Chris's older cousins, who were those people that used to care for him when he was younger and got him into the partying, but it sort of shows how that all happened and how things spiraled out of control. It actually focuses on an athlete who was really a phenomenal athlete but had a sports-related injury and ended up getting addicted to painkillers, but then downward spiraling from there. And it focuses on another person who turned to substance abuse for reasons of anxiety and just different social issues. And I think what it is going to show is how this can happen to good people and how, you know, it's never the intent, and that once people realize they have a problem that they can get help, there are other ways. And I'm hoping through this novel I can encourage others, if they are caught up in this, to really find help and get their life back, that it's never too late and they still can. And, you know, just to send, again, that message that, like, this isn't the answer. Like, drugs aren't the answer. Like, you're special. Like, you have gifts. You have talents. You can have success. You can have happiness. Like, you just have to seek it in a different way.
So we talked about some of the places where the books can actually be found. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart. That's got to be very exciting that it's found in these are found in multiple locations, huh?
Yeah, it really is, especially there's not that many bookstores around anymore. So the fact that, you know, it got into Barnes & Noble was really a dream come true. And then, you know, they're available through Amazon. They're available on Kindle. And Walmart's carrying them online. I'm not sure what stores it's in. And any of the Barnes & Nobles that do carry them, if they're out of stock, they can just order them. So there's a lot of, you know, good options. My publisher, also people can get them directly from my publisher.
I know on your website you've got lots of great submitted reviews and testimonials as well, and I think that is fantastic. So the books are obviously making a great impact. And again, I think all part of this isn't just you writing a book, but you're coming from the background of an educator as well. I mean, you've accrued years of experience working with adolescents, and you became a mentor, life coach, youth group leader, private educational consultant with extensive experience in the fields of college counseling and tutoring, standardized test preparation, Christian counseling. And then, of course, you founded South Shore College Consulting and Tutoring, which is based in beautiful Plymouth, Massachusetts, I must say, having relatives in that area as well. So it's wonderful because you have the passion to write these creative books that connect. There's a certain style and a certain way to write when you're connecting with adolescents, isn't there? It isn't just writing anything. There's certain buzzwords, there's certain approaches, relatability that you have to take into account before you even put the first few words on paper, right? Especially when you're writing to that audience.
Yes, and I'm so thankful that I have a profession that keeps me working with teenagers every single day. And what I'll often do is have, you know, my students, like, I'll talk to them about my books, and they'll read them, and they'll give me feedback, and they often share with me just things going on in their own social life, and I feel that that keeps my books relevant because I'm very in tune with what teenagers are facing at a social level. And some of my students I've even taken on as interns. And, you know, they do reviews, they'll do video things, they do a bunch of stuff for me so that I can see how it's being taken from a teen's perspective, which has been really invaluable. I respect their views so much, and I am blessed to work with some very, very, very bright students, and they are wonderful in regards to literary reviews and really just understanding the underlying, you know, concepts in these books and picking up on things. And it's just so rewarding to work with these kids every day and help them, you know, decide what major they want to study, what colleges would be good fits, help them craft their essay that really shows their personality. And the most exciting thing is when the acceptance letters start rolling in. And this week is a really big week for that. And I'm so proud of so many of my students who have started already here, and one of them we found out got into UPenn, to the Wharton School of Business, another just got into Notre Dame, another just got into Northwestern, another to BC. So it's like amazing things are happening for these kids, and they work so hard to achieve these goals, and it's really an honor to be their guide through this because it's a blessing to know them. Honestly, they are bright minds of the future.
Absolutely. And again, you're making impacts that are long-lasting. They're not, just temporary. The work that you're doing, and even through the books, through the series, is work that is sort of paying it forward for years to come. I want to make mention of the books again. We're speaking with accomplished author of these phenomenal young adult fiction novels, the 5 books thus far, and she's penning more, as she told us, as we speak. She's always writing and creating and thinking. The books thus far are The Right Person, When Darkness Tries to Hide, The Aftermath, The Battle for Innocence, and The Forces Within. And they are available, again, at Barnes & Noble, as well as Amazon.com, and you find them possibly in Walmart as well, which is kind of cool. And Stacy's website, which I've been perusing the last 48 hours in preparation for today's live interview, is www.stacyapadula, that's PADULA.com, and she spells Stacy, STACY, so it's stacyapadula.com. Terrific website. I've been perusing it, taking a look at it, and it's full of resource and also encouragement and hope and positivity, which is what Stacy is all about. Stacy, our time has expired. It's been a real pleasure sharing all of this time with you on the show today. You'll be back again soon for part 2. We look forward to that as well. And good luck with everything. Best of the holidays. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you so much, Jim.
You are very, very welcome. Again, our special guest, Stacy Padula. Go to her website, stacyapadula.com. I'm your host, Jim Masters. Thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, we appreciate all of you who tune in to all of our shows worldwide on CU TV News Radio. For the entire CU TV News team, and Jim Masters, thank you again for joining us. More great shows coming up. Take care and bye for now.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.